Okay, kids, grab the dish towels. You wipe while I wash.
Oh, God,
on Saturday afternoon.
Now, look, you two. If your mother can spend all morning baking cakes and cookies for your scout's bake sale and then dash off to help them, the least we can do is wash the dishes for her.
Well, it won't take long, Alan.
Okay.
Here, I'll wipe and you put them away. We'll be through in no time.
Well, that's the spirit, Dorothy. All for one and one for all.
You said it, Dad.
All for one and one for all.
American Medical Association and your local medical society invite you to hear Safe at Home, a specially transcribed series of music and comment designed to keep your home happy. Our scientist behind, PhD, Pro of Health Education of the American...
Dr. Hine, that is a nice family spirit.
He is, Jack Sterling.
How do you feel about husbands doing housework, Doctor? Of course, that's not really a health question.
It could become one in some cases, though, Jack. No, seriously, this matter of sharing duties in the family, not only between husband and wife, but among parents and children, always reflects the emotional climate of the family.
You have a point there, certainly, Doctor. I'm going to think about it while we hear this musical number. The Roger Steele Trio offer Side by Side. Now, what about this matter of sharing household duties, Dr. Hine?
Well, you know, Jack, when so many women went into business and industry during World War II, most people thought that after the war they'd go back to being housewives.
Woman's place is in the home, huh?
But a great many of them didn't. Moreover, the majority of girls hold some sort of job between school and marriage these days. Often the money they make allows young couples to marry sooner if the young wife continues working.
That's so. And even if it isn't absolutely necessary, their working means a nicer home and an easier start.
In circumstances of that kind, it's scarcely fair to expect the girl to carry on her job and take full household responsibility, too.
And not very profitable for the husband, if he wants them to have any leisure time together.
So naturally, their home is going to be happier if they share the chores.
Now, how do you feel about wives working once there are children in the family?
That depends. Certainly, it's best for young children to have close contact with their mothers. And from the mother's standpoint, those early years happen just once.
She'd miss a lot being away from them all day.
But there are instances when it's necessary. And when that's the case, both parents should pay particular attention to organizing their time at home.
That's pretty obvious.
By doing necessary chores together, the parents and children can actually be together more hours than some families where mother doesn't work. In all these circumstances, Dad should be proud to give a hand. Children need the masculine viewpoint in their development, just as much as their mother's help.
Well, in a moment, Doctor, I want to ask you about children's responsibility in household chores. But first, some music. The trio offer, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
I'll come straight to the point in the matter of children's tasks in the family, Jack.
Good deal.
Responsibility is an essential element of growth, and the more family matters are shared by all the family, the better adjustment the young person is going to make to adult life situations.
Now, that doesn't mean the children should do it all.
By no means. Chores should be divided in terms of each person's ability, strength, and the amount of time at his disposal, apart from school, music lessons, and other set requirements. And it's important to allow time for play.
I hope that goes for adults as well.
It certainly does. And we can hope that some of the play, like the tasks of the household, can be shared by the whole family.
Now the big prize question, Doctor.
Yes?
Should children be paid for the work they do?
Jack, I'm a firm believer in a child learning to manage money. He should feel that it's his, that he's responsible for it, and for spending it in a manner which will supply his needs.
You mean an allowance?
Some families call it that. In others, it's understood that the money is earned by fulfilling his share of tasks, and that from this money he must provide certain of his own needs, such as school lunches, car fare, pencils, and so on.
How early would you begin a regular allowance of this kind?
Certainly by the time the child can add and subtract. It may be a very small amount at first.
And it's not wise to let small children carry a lot of money at a time.
They're safe. But whatever the allowance, it should be the child's own, and he should be certain of receiving it. If he misspends it, well, he'll learn.
You mean he shouldn't be punished by taking away his allowance?
He can't learn anything about economic responsibility if he can't depend on his income, however small.
That's for sure. Well, some families don't feel that a child should be paid for assuming what should be his share of the family life.
I'd be inclined to agree with that and call his money an allowance. It should not be out of proportion to the family's finances, and there should be a definite understanding as to the things he must do with it before he can spend as he pleases.
Now, what about unusual tasks, Doctor? You know, things that aren't in the routine.
I think a safe rule is this. If Dad would pay a man to wash the car and young Joe is willing to take his Saturday afternoon to do it, well, Joe should be paid, and not at a discount either.
Well, now, unless Joe's washing the car for his own date.
Well, then I think the shoe's on the other foot, Jack.
Let's take a short break, Doctor. Roger Steele and the boys offer Whistle a Happy Tune.
One more thing I'd like to say, Jack.
What's that, Dr. Heim?
You know, some very interesting studies have been made in industry of occupational stress and emotional illness.
Yes.
From railroad trackmen to business executives, about 9/10 of the cases studied showed a direct relationship to a feeling of not being appreciated or of not doing one's work well enough.
That's interesting.
The same thing applies to families. Having what you do appreciated and being praised when you've done it well makes the heaviest task lighter.
Very true.
Jack, the whole essence of our discussion today has been the value of family sharing and understanding, of being a necessary, valued part of the family team. I don't suppose any parent ever does a perfect job of raising a child, but with the kind of family spirit we've been talking about, chances for a lifelong happy home and a well-adjusted, emotionally stable young person are pretty good.
You are so right, sir. Next week, friends, Safe at Home will turn to a subject having a direct bearing on physical health, home food care. Until then, thank you, Dr. Heim. You have been listening to Safe at Home, the eighth program in this transcribed series, brought to you each week at this time by the American Medical Association in cooperation with your local medical society. This program was written by Harriet Hester, directed by Martin Magner. Featured health authority on this program was Fred V. Hine, Ph.D., Educational Consultant, Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. Music was by the Roger Steele Trio. Jack Sterling speaking. Our program was produced by the Marshall Organization.